Happy Thursday. I'm your guest host, Ethan Westerman. I know it's not your typical Thursday with Matt Jones and Bubba Carpenter here. Don't worry, they're going to be on the podcast tomorrow. They're in Omaha at the College World Series, so we'll have a special edition there. But today I'm going to be joined by Matt Jones, who's already in Omaha. Get an update from him on what's just going on up there. The teams have been practicing, or at least they're going to start practicing. The teams have arrived there, and there's already a lot of buzz going around Omaha. So stick around, but first a word from Kendall King.
Kendall King, we're proud of over four decades of design. We're continuing the legacy of great creative design by combining our brands of Kendall King, Soapbox, and ShopCart. Together, these brands represent a new focus in marketing design with individual attention to specific areas. Through our design expertise supported by a team of talented professionals, we showcase our best. We are Kendall King, we are Soapbox, we are ShopCart, we are design.
Well, the Razorbacks are in Omaha, and so is Matt Jones, who is obviously not at the desk here today. Matt, what's the vibe like in Omaha right now?
It's very hot. It was hotter when we got here yesterday than it was when we left Fayetteville yesterday. I think it was, you know, like lower to mid-90s. And sometimes you come up here to Omaha this time of year, and you can actually get some nice days. And then sometimes we come up here, like I remember 2019, it was just hot that week. It was probably the hottest I've ever experienced. And I think it's going to be kind of like that this week. You know, you get up here on Wednesday, it's before a whole lot of the people have made it into town yet. The teams did get here yesterday. The hotel that we're staying at, I think there's like a Coastal Carolina alumni group that was here. So, you know, they rolled in right before we did on a big tour bus yesterday. We went out to dinner last night down at the Old Market District and saw some LSU fans out there, saw some Louisville players out there walking around. So, you know, the vibe during College World Series week here in Omaha every year, it doesn't matter what the weather's like or who's here. It's always real exciting. And, you know, that was even no different last night.
You know, there's always such a great TV production for this. I'm just curious, in your opinion, what are like kind of the things that you have to go to Omaha and actually experience it? Like some of the things that just you aren't going to pick up on a TV broadcast that make Omaha what it is.
You know, you get around the ballpark and there are, it's almost like a kind of like a state fair. I mean, there are tents everywhere, exhibits, you know, like your batting companies and glove companies, they'll have exhibits out here where, you know, they'll show you the latest bats or the latest gloves, latest equipment. I think you can even purchase some of that when you're here. Just a ton of official apparel merchandise around the ballpark. So, I mean, I would say that's number one. And then number two is just, you know, being around town. It doesn't matter where you are in Omaha. And Omaha is a pretty big town. You could be in West Omaha. You could be in the Old Market District. You could be in the lobby of your hotel. And there is always something there that is College World Series affiliated. You know, like I remember we stayed at a hotel here in 2022, and there was a lady that showed up at 8 o'clock every morning, and she left at 5 o'clock every afternoon, and she sat at a folding table, and she sold official College World Series merchandise. So it's just, there's a vibrance in the city that centers around the College World Series that I don't know that the TV broadcast can really pick that up.
So you wrote something on that's on our website, Whole Hog Sports, right now about the teams arriving. You know, what do those kind of days leading up to? There's games tomorrow, of course, but what do these days for teams like Arkansas, LSU look like, you know, till they get to actually take the field?
Well, it depends on the team. You know, when Arkansas got here yesterday, the coaches told them, hey, just go have fun. And I wouldn't be surprised if they ended up at Cam Kozel's fishing pond or one of them somewhere around Omaha. I don't know that, but that wouldn't surprise me, given that not only he, but, you know, Elliot Peterson, who's their bullpen catcher, he's from Omaha, too. And he's on this trip. So they got a couple of guys on this team that know the lay of the land around the town. But they were told just go have fun, you know, kind of they were out on their own. LSU, when they got here, they went to practice right off the bus over at Creighton University. And then they went on a team dinner to Fleming's Steakhouse here in town last night. Saw LSU player or Louisville players, like I said, they were walking around the old market district eating ice cream last night. So it just kind of depends on the team, probably depends on the coach. Dave Van Horn said that he wants the players, they'll obviously be in the stadium today because today's a practice day for all the teams. Everybody gets 50 minutes on the field today. And then after their practices are over, they've got a coaches have a press conference, and then there's open locker rooms to go in and talk to the players. So that'll be kind of fun to do, talking to Arkansas's people this afternoon. They will have every team will be at a let me back up. There used to be a big opening ceremony at the ballpark where they would bring in a band, they would have live music, then they would have a big fireworks show, and they don't have that anymore. What they're doing now is the teams will go to the Henry Dorley Zoo, and they'll have a private event tonight inside the zoo. I think there's a dinner for all the teams, and then the players, and they get a couple of passes per player. So their parents, maybe their girlfriends, whoever, will go with them to the zoo, and they'll have kind of the zoo to themselves tonight. It's the number one ranked zoo in the world, I believe, and they get to do that for about 3 hours inside the zoo tonight. So that's what's going on today. Tomorrow, Arkansas, they'll go over and they'll practice at Millard South High School, which is a little ways away from the stadium, but it's still in the city of Omaha. It's where Cam Cosell played high school baseball. And LSU, they're going to practice tomorrow. Actually, I can look out my window from where I'm at right now and see the lights of the University of Nebraska Omaha Baseball Stadium, Tal Johnson Stadium. And that's where LSU is going to practice. Arkansas has been over there and they've done some practices at that facility too. And then, you get ready for Saturday. It's a little bit different story for the teams that have to wait a day than, say, like Louisville and Oregon State, who they'll practice today and they'll play tomorrow. So the teams that get to go game two, I guess they get to experience Omaha a little bit more.
You said that the coaches are just kind of telling the guys to, I forget exactly how you worded it, but basically just have fun right now. Is that different from years? Is the vibe different with this team than years past of maybe just that kind of trust level that they can flip on that, kind of business side, but also balance it with fun? Or is this something that they've always done?
I get the sense this is something they've always done. I can't remember, the other years in terms of what they did the first night that they got here. Jay Johnson, who's LSU's coach, he had a great comment yesterday. He said, "You've got to let them go enjoy it. Otherwise, they might lose a little bit of sense of all the hard work they put in to get to Omaha in the first place." And so, I think most of the coaches kind of have that opinion and that belief that, once they get to this town and they earn that trip here and they really earn it, let them enjoy it a little bit.
Yeah. So with this Arkansas team, what do you think that does? I guess some of the guys that do have that familiarity with, obviously Cam Cosell, that's a pretty cool story there where his dad, do I have this right? His dad was is the groundskeeper at Charles Schwab.
He is a groundskeeper. He's not the head groundskeeper, but he works on the grounds crew. The World Series, there's about, I don't know the number, I may get in trouble saying too many, but I think there's about 20, 30 people who work on that grounds crew. It's there's a lot of moving pieces to being out there, and he's worked on it for a long time. He used to work on the grounds crew over at the old Rosenblatt Stadium where the World Series was up until about 13, 14 years ago. And I believe he does some work over at Werner Park, which is another really nice facility here in town. It's not nearly as big as Charles Schwab Field, but it's where the Omaha Storm Chasers, the AAA affiliate of the Royals, play. And I believe he does some work out there too.
Do you sense that the team is maybe rallying around those guys that are getting to go home? I know you said that the Cam Cosell, he'll know the fishing spots there, but is that, I don't know. What's this team just seems fun to me where they're enjoying kind of that aspect of it.
Well, Cam in particular, he's been great this postseason. I mean, think of what he did the first game and a half at the regional. He kind of single-handedly, at least from an offensive perspective, led them to the win over North Dakota State. And then he got them going early in the game against Creighton. I think he had an RBI double. I think he had a home run in the first three or four innings of that game, and got them off to a great start on that Saturday night, which I thought was Arkansas's maybe their best game they played all year, that 12-1 win over Creighton. And so, I think getting back here has been a big piece of, or has been a big motivation for him. So Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're playing hard for him. He seems like he's kind of the heartbeat of the team, right? And I wouldn't say he's the only one, but it seems like when Cam Kozel's going well, the things are going well for the team too.
It really struck me on, like, was it Sunday? The days run together now. Whenever there was they punched their ticket to Omaha, just kind of how emotional Dave Van Horn was. Do you sense that this, like, just getting another trip back there? Of course, he has such rich history with the state of Nebraska. Like, just what this kind of run maybe means to him through Yearlands.
Well, I think some of it, I think it's like with everything, there's a lot of layers to it. He had a great team in 2021 that didn't get to the College World Series. And this is their best team they've had since that year. And I think not getting there in 21, that hurt, not being able to, because you heard him say the other day, and that 21 team, they did win the SEC. They did win the SEC tournament. He said, it hurts when you have what you think is a great team and they don't get to celebrate a championship. And so, he wanted them to be able to experience something like celebrating to get to Omaha. Obviously, they want to win the national championship this year. But I think that's some of it. And then even more recently, just the frustrations of the last 2 years, the way the regionals went. And I mean, he'll tell you he doesn't think either of those teams were nearly as good as this year's teams. They certainly weren't nearly as complete, and they weren't as offensively minded, offensively talented as this year's team. So, yeah, I think it's just you put a lot of work into getting to the World Series, and the run, this run to Omaha began over a year ago when they started recruiting the players from the transfer portal who were going to be on this year's team. And I think I think he's always a little emotional when they get to this point in the season. He may not like outwardly, show it the way he did in his press conference the other day, but I always think there's some emotions when you get to this point where it's like, hey, we did it. We got to the place where every team wants to be. It's the place where, we've been working for. They've got multiple signs in their facility. And they've had these for years, even back when they were in the old clubhouse, that say, work for it, plan on it, earn it, Omaha. And you see that everywhere in the facility. You see it when you go lift weights in September. You see it when you go do an inter-squad scrimmage in October. You see it when you're going out to freeze your rear end off for team practices in January. And I think that it has to be pretty emotional when, that year or more worth of work finally culminates in that trip to the World Series.
I think you've mentioned this in the past to me. It kind of, it's unique in my opinion for a program that hasn't won a national championship. But you said that, like, within that clubhouse and within the coaches, like, that's kind of the, in a weird way, like, for a program that's never won, it is like how they speak, and that is the expectation. Like, we talk a little bit more just about that and just kind of where that comes from, you think?
Well, I mean, I just think that's Dave. That's his expectation, is to get here. And he did it twice at Nebraska. And whenever he got the job at Arkansas in June of 2002, I can remember that first press conference. He said, his plan is to have a team that's continually challenging to get to the College World Series and winning national championships. And he set out to do everything he did at Arkansas, or everything he could possibly have wanted to do at Arkansas, except win the national championship. And there's an extreme amount of luck, I think, that comes with winning the championship. The best team doesn't always win the championship. It happened last year with Tennessee. It happened 2 years ago with LSU. I don't know that it happened 3 years ago with Ole Miss. I just think a talented team got hot at the end of the year. And we've seen other cases, whether it be Fresno State winning it as a four seed in 2008, or even what Coastal Carolina did the last time that they were here in Omaha about a decade ago. So, but the SEC championships, the trips to the World Series, those are what I think Dave envisioned. And, I can't speak for him, but I don't know that he thought it would ever grow to this. Maybe not the success that they've had, but just what Arkansas baseball has become. I mean, it's become a big deal. I'll tell you a story. Earlier this year, there was a and the name escapes me. I'm sure I'll think of it here in just a minute. but a former player, his son was playing for Portland, and they came here, and Carl Stahl, that was who it was. He played here for Norm, and he played for Dave at Texarkana College. And it was the first time that he'd been back on campus since he played here in the early 1990s. And he talked to me afterward, and he's like, "This is like a big league environment here, from the media coverage to the production inside the ballpark to the number of people who come to the games." I mean, think about the Miami Marlins. How many people do they draw to a ballpark? Not very many. You might outdraw Miami at places like Arkansas and LSU and Ole Miss and Mississippi State. And that's amazing to think that college baseball has come so far. And I think Arkansas has been right there. I'm not going to say that they've been pushing college baseball forward, but they've been right there with the pack that's pushed the game forward. And I think the success that Dave Van Horn has had has been as integral as just about any coach in the last 20 years in terms of how the game has grown. Because again, Arkansas has been right there with LSU and the Mississippi schools and maybe another team or two in terms of elevating the profile of this sport and elevating the fan bases that kind of make other programs envious. Like, hey, we'd like to have what Arkansas has. We'd like to have what Ole Miss has. We'd like to have what Mississippi State has on Friday night. So I think that, again, from the standpoint of getting here, maybe he thought he could do this, get to Omaha every, few years on average. But I think the way the program has grown, I don't think anybody could have envisioned that when he took the job 23 years ago.
Speaking of just what Arkansas baseball's kind of become, of course it's a big deal anytime they make it to the World Series, just how many fans do travel. I've gone before. It's pretty awesome. I'm curious, I know it's a little bit early. Probably fans will trickle in more from Arkansas LSU the day before they play, but have you gotten a sense of fans kind of taking over yet, or is it still a slow stream?
Not yet. I know there's like a 30-foot Mardi Gras style tiger on the way up here from Louisiana. I've seen some social media posts about this. I think Saturday night's game has got the potential to set a record for attendance at the College World Series. I really do. I think and maybe it's been broken since then, but in 19, when Arkansas played Florida State here on a Saturday night, great game, 1-0. Florida State scored in the ninth inning to win it. But I think there were like 27,000 people in the ballpark. They were still letting people in the general admission line in the seventh inning of that game. It was insane how packed the ballpark was that night. And that first weekend, there are a lot of people who are just local or, somewhat local, or maybe they just want to experience the College World Series on Father's Day weekend and they make a trip up here with their dad. Who don't have any affiliation to any of the teams who are here, who just, they're here. They want to go to the games. They want to experience what the College World Series is all about. And so you have that element, and then you have these two fan bases, Arkansas and LSU, who every time that they come to the World Series, they expect to take over this town. And not only are they here simultaneously, but they're here in the same bracket. And it's a little bit different story if, say, LSU's playing on Friday and Arkansas's playing on Saturday, and then LSU plays on Sunday and Arkansas on Monday. Now they're all battling for the same tickets, and so I don't know if maybe they'll let too many people in 2019. Maybe the fire marshal comes in and says, "Hey, we can't have 27,000 something again." If they're not trying to limit those people who have those types of tickets, I could see this being just a huge, huge crowd on Saturday night. And, I mean, it should be a good game. I mean, think about the last time that these two pitchers who we think are going to pitch Saturday went against each other. That was a phenomenal game, even if a lot of people probably slept through it because it didn't end until after 1 o'clock in the morning. So I think it has the potential to be kind of a special environment here Saturday.
Yeah, I'm not sure I know another World Series game that this early ahead of it happening, I felt as much buzz kind of about it. But stick around in just a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit more about Arkansas LSU.
At Kendall King, we're proud of over 4 decades of design. We're continuing the legacy of great creative design by combining our brands of Kendall King, Soapbox, and ShopCart. Together, these brands represent a new focus in marketing design with individual attention to specific areas. Through our design expertise supported by a team of talented professionals, we showcase our best. We are Kindle King, we are Soapbox, we are Shopcart, we are Design.
Well, welcome back in. Want to tell you about our friends at Bentonville Glass. Serving its community since 1971, Bentonville Glass is committed, professional, and versatile. Looking for a quality leader in Northwest Arkansas? Looking for skilled craftsmanship? Choose Bentonville Glass for all your glass market needs with the highest quality products. Come by and see them at 507 South Main in Bentonville or bentonvilleglass.com. Also want to tell you about Whole Hog Sports, our website. Get all the latest breaking news on Razorback Sports at wholehogsports.com. Think we're the most in-depth source for all Arkansas sports with our award-winning team of reporters and photographers that bring subscribers the most trusted Razorback news. We have analysis, the latest in recruiting, and unique stories of all your favorite teams. Subscribe today at wholehogsports.com. Still with Matt Jones, we're going to talk a little bit about Arkansas LSU. Matt, what are the things that, you know, just your person who has not tuned into LSU this postseason or didn't tune into Arkansas LSU. So I guess you're casual. What should your casual know about LSU?
Well, it starts with the pitching matchup Saturday night, assuming that it's going to be Cade Anderson and Zach Root, because, you know, these are two of the best left-handed pitchers in the country. Anderson and Root both were all SEC pitchers. And, you know, you think about if Liam Doyle is not pitching in the SEC this year, Cade Anderson might be the pitcher of the year in the SEC, might be the national pitcher of the year. He's been really, really good for them. I think he's going to be a first-round draft pick next month when the draft rolls around. And I think Zach Root is really helping his draft stock with how he has performed the last 2 weeks against Creighton and against LSU. And I sound like a broken record, Creighton and Tennessee. But I sound like a broken record when I say this. He has done this a few times this year where you know, whether it be South Carolina and then Vanderbilt or Texas and then LSU, and now the last 2 weeks in the postseason where he'll put two really good outings together. Can he do it three straight? We haven't seen that from him this year. And so I think that's a huge key to Saturday night. You know, and I mean, it's his first time pitching in Omaha. There might be a little bit of nerves that are associated with that. I don't know how many of these – I haven't taken the time to look how many of these Arkansas players were on have had World Series experience. I don't think it's very many. I mean, I know Will McIntyre was here in 2022. I don't think there was another player on the team that year who was up here. LSU, I believe they've got about a half dozen or more holdovers from that team that won the national championship here 2 years ago. And so they do have a little bit of a bonus in terms of – they've got players who have experienced this, and you know, there's a lot of value in leadership within the team, and you know, telling the players, you know, what they can expect. But I don't think either of these pitchers have pitched on this mound. I don't believe they have, and I know Zach Root hasn't. So, you know, how does he handle the nerves that I'm sure come with pitching on this stage? So I think that's where it starts on Saturday night, is with those two. When they pitched against each other in Baton Rouge back in May, Zach Root pitched six innings. Cade Anderson pitched 5 2/3. I think they both gave up. I think Root may have given up two runs. I think Anderson gave up three. So it was a pretty well-pitched game. One thing, and that leads me to the second part, is that, you know, with these lineups, they both got the potential to drive the pitch count up. They can really work pitches well. I think Arkansas's got a little bit deeper lineup than LSU does, but LSU, they got some scary hitters in there. You know, like Jared Jones, they call him Bear. He's their first baseman. I mean, this is a ballpark that, you know, you really have to be strong and get a good swing off to get it out of here. I could see Jared Jones, you know, hitting a home run or two during their time in Omaha, depending on how long they stay. So I think Arkansas is a deeper lineup. I think Arkansas's got a better bullpen. I don't know how much the bullpen comes into play, though, in game one when everybody's pitchers are fresh. I think LSU, their first three or four out of the bullpen are probably just as good as anybody's first three or four. Chase Shores, the big right-hander that they have, who, you know, he pitched against Arkansas a couple of times. He's really, really good. I think, you know, it really begins with starting pitching and what team is able to get the other guy's starter out early.
Since you've been covering the Razorbacks, can you remember a team that has maybe less that's made it to Omaha that has had less, I guess, experience playing on that stage, or is this kind of a new record?
Well, no, I mean, there have been some teams that have had less experience. You know, like in 2009 when Arkansas came here, it was the first time that the program had been here in 5 years. When they came here in 04, the program hadn't been here in 15 years. And that was, you know, that was before transfers were very prevalent. You might have one or two transfers on your team, but if you had transfers, you know, in that day and age, it was mostly junior college guys. And so they wouldn't have played at this level either. In 2012, they had a little bit of experience on that team. They had some infielders who had been here and had been freshmen in 09. 15 had a little bit less experience, I think, than the 2012 team did. You know, so, you know, I mean, yeah, there have been some teams that have been less experienced here, but because they didn't have any players. But again, I think Will McIntyre's the bridge to Arkansas's last College World Series appearance. Dylan Carter might have been on that 22 team, and he might have been redshirting. But most of these players who are here, they haven't been here before.
What do you think is kind of the key for, you know, a team? There's going to be natural nerves, of course, you know, whenever it's your first time playing at a stage like that. I mean, it's, I think every kid's dream that grows up like watching college baseball. But what do you think Arkansas has to do well to maybe just kind of get over that pretty quick and just kind of get this thing going?
Well, it goes back to pitching, and you know, your starting pitcher really sets your tone for you. And you know, if you can get a starting pitcher that goes out there and he can avoid the nerves, you know, maybe 2-3 innings and allow everybody else to get settled in, I think that can be a big key for not just Arkansas but any team that's here. You know, play good defense, you know, just keep them off the scoreboard. Allow yourself, you know, I think one of the worst things you can do in this environment is find yourself behind like 4 or 5 to nothing an inning or two into the game. Then, you know, that becomes a lot of pressure. You know, if you can keep them off the scoreboard and stay within reasonable striking distance early in the game, or even get yourself a lead and put the pressure on them, I think that's the key to success.
When you look at this one, what do you think are kind of the maybe a few things that you think Arkansas could find an advantage over LSU? Just what are some of their natural advantages in your eyes?
Well, I think long term, it's the bullpen. Because remember, this is like a regional. So just because they're playing, you know, on Saturday doesn't mean it's going to be the last time they're playing. They might see each other again Wednesday. They might see each other again down the line somewhere. And so I think Arkansas's bullpen is a strength here. The fact that they've got some, you know, they've got some length to that bullpen. LSU doesn't have as much length to its bullpen. But, you know, at the same time, it's not quite like a regional because you do have some built-in off days. And that can really help your pitchers recover. And, you know, Jay Johnson, he's coached in the National Championship Series 2 times. And both times he did, he had a team that had to fight through the loser's bracket to get there. LSU, you know, they had to come through the loser's bracket in 23. Arizona had to come through the loser's bracket in 2016 when they lost to Coastal. So I don't know that losing one of those first 2 games is a death sentence quite like it is in a regional. It's certainly hard to get out of the loser's bracket, but there have been some teams here that have won national championship. Oregon State, they won a national championship over Arkansas in 18. I know that's, you know, taboo to talk about that series, but they came out of the loser's bracket. I think they may have lost their first game in Omaha that year, and, you know, they fought back and got to the championship series. So it can be done. And I think that when you've got a deep pitching staff, it helps, you know, with that. And like I said, you know, the off day really helps too, because it is like a regional, but it's not quite like a regional either.
When you look at just kind of this field in general, of course, Arkansas LSU is taking a lot of, you know, everybody's energy right now because it's just that big matchup. But what do you think are some of the storylines of this World Series that maybe aren't getting enough, you know, talk?
Well, I think Murray State, you know, they keep getting labeled Cinderella. I think they've actually got a couple of pretty good starters and starting pitchers that could make them a dangerous team here. I'm really looking forward to, on Arkansas' side of the bracket, seeing Brock Chulowski of UCLA. He's their shortstop. The Golden Spikes Award announced 3 finalists for the National Player of the Year. The Dick Houser Trophy, which is the National Player of the Year award that's given by the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association, it had those 3 Golden Spikes finalists plus Brock Chulowski. And Chulowski, I think he's a sophomore, so, you know, he's got another year where he could potentially be the player that everybody's watching in college baseball next year. I'm I'm looking forward to seeing him. He's had a big year, and I think from a Golden Spikes perspective, he probably got overlooked a little bit because I feel like West Coast baseball, you kind of play in a vacuum, and Big Ten baseball, you kind of play in a vacuum. And so I don't know that as many people got a chance to see him as maybe should have this year. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. And then on the other side, you got this Coastal Arizona game that this is a rematch of the championship series 9 years ago. There's a lot of people that are excited to see that. And then Oregon State and Louisville, that should be a pretty good matchup. Looks like Oregon State's going to be the favorite on that other side, but Coastal, they're 53-11 and they barely lost for like 2 months, and they're a team that I think could maybe surprise some people and make a run here.
Now to the important question. We'll end on this. What does the next couple days look like for friend of the show, celebrity football guest picker Jack Jones?
Well, he's down. He's taking a tour of the University of Nebraska Omaha campus right now.
Future Maverick?
Could take, maybe. I didn't know 7 college tours, but he's on something. I don't know exactly what. He loves it, and he, all of our kids are here with us, and they've all been here to Omaha before, and this is a fun town. This is one of those deals where, because we come up here so frequently. And then when we get here, we spend so much time here. I mean, I got here yesterday, and if Arkansas goes 0-2, I'll still be here for a week. And if they win any games, I'll be here for, longer than a week, and maybe, closer to 2 weeks. In 18, the National Championship Series, I spent 15 nights in a hotel here in Omaha. So these trips can be very long. And but you get to know the town, and it's kind of like I don't know, it's kind of like that summer lake resort or something that your family goes to for a vacation every June or July. That's kind of what Omaha is for us. It's work, but you also you're able to find some time to have some enjoyment in there too. You got your restaurant. We went to Spaghetti Works last night in the Old Market District. That's a restaurant that we try to hit every time that we're here. There's a restaurant here called The Drover. It's a steakhouse that is just phenomenal that we try to hit. There's a pizza place here called Zio's that we try to, get every time we're here. So I don't know, it's just kind of it's not an every year thing, but it's been every 2 to 3 years for many years now. And it's just fun to be back and kind of see all the places that are familiar to you, because this town has become very familiar to us. And when we've been up here, it's my 7th time to cover the College World Series. So it's a lot of fun up here. If people haven't been, I would encourage them to come to Omaha and check this out, because it's really unlike anything else that I think exists in sports.
It's kind of like a baseball Disney World. Am I right?
Yeah, and it's more fun than a bowl game, because a bowl game used to, it's not this way quite so much anymore. A bowl game, you used to get there a week beforehand. But a lot of times, like if you play at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas is so spread out that, you kind of have to know where to be if you're going to see people who are there for the bowl game too. This is a lot different deal, because Omaha, it is a big town, but it's not too big. It's not Dallas big. And so it's like everything here in this town revolves around the World Series, and then you get more than one game. I mean, you come up here and you're guaranteed to get at least 2 games up here. It's just, like I said, it's really unlike anything else that I can think of in college sports, because you do get multiple games, and it's just a really, really fun time.
Well, Matt, thanks for hopping on this video call. Glad to see you, even if I'm sitting in your chair right now. So,
Hey, and tomorrow, everybody, we're gonna have Bubba Carpenter on. He's making his way up to Omaha today, so he and I will have our normal podcast. I know we usually do that on Thursday, but we're gonna have our podcast on Friday tomorrow. Bubba and I will look a lot more into this Arkansas LSU game.
well, that's a nice little place to end this one. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. You can catch up with all of our baseball coverage on wholehogsports.com right now. We're going to have a lot this week. I hope everybody has a great rest of their Thursday.